This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today presented a detailed timetable for Israel's unilateral pullout from most of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli cabinet is to give final approval to the plan in December, and the evacuation would begin in February. Sharon made it clear he intends to proceed with the pullout despite fierce opposition from the settlers and within his own party. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Sharon today spoke to the members in the Israeli parliament from his Likud party. The disengagement plan will be carried out, period, Sharon said. He then laid out a detailed timetable beginning on September 14th, when Sharon said he will ask the Security Cabinet to approve the principles of the disengagement plan. He said they will include a draft law to compensate the 8,000 Jewish settlers in Gaza who will be forced to leave their homes. In October, the full Knesset will discuss the compensation issue, and in December, the Knesset will be asked to give final approval to the evacuation of settlements. Yesterday, Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz said the dismantling of the settlements should be done in one stage rather than in three as originally proposed. He said three stages could lead to months of confrontation between Jewish settlers and Israeli police. Israeli analysts say Sharon is sending a message that he intends to go ahead with the disengagement plan despite fierce opposition from Jewish settlers and hardliners in his own party. Polls show a majority of the public supports the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza. Sharon has said a pullback from Gaza would improve Israeli security and would help ensure a Jewish majority in Israel proper. Yet early today at the Erez crossing between Gaza and Israel, an Israeli army spokesman said a Palestinian wearing an explosive belt was stopped when he was found to be carrying false ID. He was held at gunpoint while the entire terminal was evacuated. Also today, Palestinian witnesses said a 14-year-old boy was killed when Israeli troops entered the southern Gaza city of Rafah. An Israeli army spokesman said the army was investigating the report. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.